Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim, Jim and Nobby.
So Ricky Gervais' Afterlife debuts a new trailer before its season 3 premiere. So I didn't know this, but they make up Afterlife as it goes along. So he didn't know when he was making the first one that there'd be a second one. He didn't know when he was doing the second one that there will be a third one. But he is sure now that this is the last one. The second one was very heavy, but very good, very funny. But then you'd be laughing 1 minute and crying the next. Afterlife season 3 is coming on the 10th. Of January. He's very excited about it. It's the most watched comedy, I think, on Netflix, or British comedy anyway. And here is the trailer for season 3.
I've decided to go on a little trip to scatter my dad's ashes.
Oh, that's sweet.
My ashes?
Going up my dad, remember?
Am I adopted?
F*** me, it's like I've got a replacement. I thought not caring was a superpower. I was wrong. Caring about stuff, that's what really matters. Kindness, making other people feel good.
What are you doing?
Just sprinkling a few of my dad's ashes.
On the carpet?
Yeah, it was his last request.
Oh, was it? Two of you, out. Take your rubbish with you.
Rubbish?
Ah, that bit went in my mouth.
Good. I hope that was his you stupid.
Wow.
Hello.
All right.
yesterday, Jim.
Yeah.
Jason Derulo, don't mess with him. He poleaxed two people. I mean, put them into next week. He, Jason Derulo was going up this big escalator and two lads started shouting, "Oi, Usher, Usher, Usher." He jumped off the escalator and went boom to the both of them. Knocked the two of them out nearly.
So why is that such a trigger to him? Like, Usher's great.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say these guys were paparazzi.
Right.
And they're taunting him to, you know, get a reaction.
Yeah.
And that's the reaction. Yeah, the video's online this morning and I would not mess with Jason Derulo.
But you know, like I've seen other, like some comedians who get confused for other comedians, and for you know, radio presenters who get confused for other radio presenters. But they must have been just trying to wind him up. There must be more to it than just calling him Usher.
You should see the video. It's like he is a strong man.
He's a big dude,
like an ox, and his massive security guards are trying to hold him back, and he went back for seconds.
Well,
yeah. Crazy. I think it's going to be huge later on today. People are going to be talking about it.
Yeah. We'll bring you some of the audio of that later. We were talking about it yesterday. Scream 5, the final trailer and footage from the Scream 22 featurette is here.
It's happening. 3 attacks so far.
Something about this one just feels different.
There are certain rules to surviving Ghostface killing. Motive is always connected to something in the past. First victim always has a friend group that the killer is a part of.
One of us is the killer.
I think it's pretty clear who the killer is.
Hello?
Ooh.
Don't trust anyone.
Oh.
Can I give you a backstory to this?
Go on.
Usually we get to see the movies before we chat to the cast. But if something massive, massive, massive is happening in it, you're not allowed to watch the movie and you interview the cast just as normal.
I prefer that.
Yes, so do I. But that's what's happening this Saturday night. I'm going to be doing it and I'm not allowed to watch the movie.
Good. Because when you interview them, you know, when they force you to go to the cinema to see the film and then they say, don't talk about the film.
I know. It's so annoying.
So, but you can't even mention anything to them. They get all stroppy about it.
The only thing is the popcorn at 10:30 in the morning when you're watching it on your own in the cinema. But yeah, I know. So I would say something massive. I would suspect one of the main characters is the Scream.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay. Dancing with the staff or star. What's you have me saying that now? You say that so much, that's what I call it. Dancing with the Stars. The pairings are set to take to the dance floor this weekend, and I, for one, can't wait. So, have you seen any of these people in Centric? Because normally they rehearse around the corner from us.
Yeah, one of my friends is in. I went for a coffee with her before Christmas.
Okay.
And, yeah, I've asked loads of questions, and she's like, no, can't tell you anything.
And who's she dancing with? You don't know. You
can't I don't say, know.
She won't say. Yeah, is she a dancer or a famous person?
She is a famous person.
Oh, which can you say which famous
yeah,
person?
Yeah, Ellen Keane.
Who?
Ellen Keane, the Paralympian. Ellen Keane,
yes, yeah. yes, of course.
Olympic and, gold.
And also, Grainne Shoag is in there. Nicholas Roach and Karen Byrne, Missy Keating and Irvinus Merfeldas. I hope I'm pronouncing that correct.
Can we just talk about Billy from Aslan? I'm
sorry. Well, that's the thing. That's the one. Everyone wants to, like, how?
I just don't know.
How can I protect you in this crazy world? That's going to be brilliant. Oh, he's God. So funny and he won't take any messing.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the messer in the whole thing.
Oh, so, so funny. So that's looking forward. Well, I'll tune in for that bit.
Yeah.
Dublin's FM 104, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It is Wednesday, the 5th of January, and if you're just waking up and you're tucked up in bed, fair play to you. It'd be nice to stay there because it's freezing this morning. Very, very cold. And more cold weather on the way this week. Things are getting sort of a wintry feeling, like, you know, shows like The Apprentice is back tomorrow on TV. Operation Transformation, I see, and all the papers this morning. Is back tonight. You know, it's that kind of time of the year. Everyone's sort of, you know, going vegan, buying some cauliflower rice, maybe, you know. And trying to undo all the December boldness. Let's have a look at what's going on in the world this morning. Let's see the top headlines. Staying on the weather, snow heading into the west. Drivers urged to take care as wintry conditions are forecast. Snow and sleet are set to hit western counties before the end of the week, and temperatures are going to plunge to sub-zero. I don't think we're going to get that kind of thing here on the East Coast, but you never know. Widespread sunshine and blue skies will blanket the country today, and it is very, very cold. So it was minus 3 overnight in some parts of the country, so watch that the roads this morning are a bit slippy. I didn't see it too bad, but then again, you know, everyone's journey is different. So, Gardaí know who did it is the headline on the front page of the Irish Daily Star. Gardaí are closing in on the thugs who bashed innocent teenager Alana Quinn Idris and left her with life-changing injuries. Brave Alana, who's 17, who fears she will lose sight in one of her eyes after the horror attack, has given a statement to Gardaí. We know from yesterday's stories that she was kind of aware of who a couple of the people may have been. Sources say officers are also have evidence and will soon move on the suspects. So that's the that headline is in a lot of papers this morning, and the Irish Sun is going with Alana. Mum, we have to move. The mum of the savagely beaten teen has revealed the family had to move home after the ordeal. Class news for parents. So this is the big one. So everyone was waiting yesterday to hear, was there going to be an announcement? Were they going to call it off? Was it going to stop? Was it not going to happen? Was it going to happen? It's happening. Schools get the all clear to welcome pupils tomorrow. The government holds off on announcing more restrictions. Schools across the country will reopen tomorrow as the Department of Education said public health cleared the way for children to get back into classrooms. And the government will not be introducing further restrictions this week, but NPHET will review the latest COVID-19 data and they may make further recommendations down the line. They're just seeing how this wave goes, really, isn't it? It's a kind of wait and see there, but schools are reopening. So, you know, the headache of what the hell are we going to do for, you know, if they'd cancelled it for tomorrow, it would have been very difficult to arrange things, but it's happening. So, another story. €350 million is in the old money jar. Almost €350 million worth of old cash Irish pounds has yet to be changed into euro 2 decades after the currency adopted since we changed currency. So that's an awful lot of money that's lying around. So people have it stashed in houses, obviously. Households first began grappling with the novel coins and banknotes on the 1st of January 2002. And so, yeah, so it's 20 years since that happened. Wow. The dual circulation period, both the Irish pound and the euro at legal tender status, ended just 5 weeks later. So you can still cash it in. Unused pound notes and coins are worth a fortune, they're saying here. So ask around, ask the relations, ask your aunties and uncles and your granny. Do you have any old cash, do you? I'll get a change for you. So a guy came up to me once. I was working in a shop and a guy came up to me and he had a big bag covered in muck. I'm not joking. And it was full of punts, right? The old money. And he said, do you want to buy that off me? I was like, funnily enough, I thought it was dodgy. So I said, no. But like it was like something from a movie. You know, the big stacks of cash. It was a load of cash that had been buried. And he was offering to sell it to me. Just a random guy walks into a shop. Do you want to buy this off me? We never get into details of what how much was going to be. But sometimes I wonder, should I have talked to the guy? EU are the healthiest eaters. And the Irish have more fruit and veg daily. So well done, Ireland. Irish people eat more fruit and veg than any other EU citizens. Wow, find that. That's a surprise. If you think of all the, you know, Mediterranean countries and stuff, they're mad into the veg. It shows that we had a large proportion of the population of their five-a-day servings and of among the 27 member states. Well done, Ireland. You know? I suppose when you're working in the city centre and you see a lot of chicken fillet rolls knocking around, you're not thinking everyone's getting their five-a-day. So well done. Congratulations. And electric car sales doubled in 2021. 8,646 new buyers plug in. Sales of electric vehicles more than doubled in 2021, with more than 8,000 electric vehicles brought onto the Irish roads. So, and they reckon 2022 could be another year very similar to that. That's good. There's a guy who's Irish in The Apprentice that starts tomorrow. Now, what I do is, I'll talk to you about this later, but there's an Irish guy, he plays rugby, and now he's a business executive type guy, and he's one of the 16 contestants. Here's the thing I used to do all the time in my family. We used to get the 16, just like you would for, say, a horse race. We get the 16, put them in an envelope, and say four people in the house were playing or whatever, in different houses, and you all get four people each, or three people each, or two people each, whatever, however many people are playing, and then you all put in, say, a tenner, right? I'm telling you, it adds a bit of spice to Thursday nights if you're watching it. Because you think you got your two, you keep looking at your two players going, oh, come on, don't fire her, I've got to win a lot of money here. So, you know, 160 quid, it's nice. It's a nice idea. If you're an Apprentice fan like I am, you should give it a go. It's a bit of fun. It spices it up. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. Don't move. Dublin's F104. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's 7:19. Somebody said on the thing about money, do you not have any old money, Crossy, knocking around the gaff, do you?
I don't. It's the worst thing. Yeah, I usually spend it.
Ask your
a bad problem.
Ask your granny.
Yeah, she probably does, I'd say.
She probably has a little, you know, a teapot or something full of it.
And it's only the small bits. Like, you know, people think, oh, it's probably £100 notes. It's not. It's like a pound or 5p or 20p that they're looking for.
Somebody's just WhatsApped us here. I have a Millennium 1988 50p and it's worth 29 quid.
I would have thought that would have been worth a lot more than that.
Well, I just did a quick check on eBay there. Somebody's selling a Millennium 50p, Dublin Millennium 50p piece for 7 quid.
Oh, all right, okay.
Sorry, man. unless your one is mint condition or something like that, and, you know, it goes up and up. I know that the original 20p's, the 20p coin, they're gold, I think.
Oh, with the horse on it.
Yeah, if you can get the ones that came out the year they were... So they were released in, I don't know what year, but the year before they were officially released, they made a batch of them. If you can get them, they're worth a bomb.
I love how people collect things. It's one thing I've never done before. The only thing I can't do is get rid of lotto tickets.
What do you say?
So I keep them. Like, if you, my wallet...
What do you keep them for?
There. I don't know. I can't get rid of them.
How many times do you scan?
Oh, about 5 or 6 times.
5 or 6?
Yeah,
well, I always do 2.
Beep,
not a winner. Beep, not a winner. Although, it's beep, not a winner for everybody who lost. What was it? Half a year?
I've been doing it a long time and I've never seen it as bad. Like, I usually win €3 or €5 or €10. I haven't won anything in ages.
No.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
We live in hope. But But yeah, I used to collect the dinky cards. You know, the real small little cards when I was a kid.
Right, they'd be worth money.
Yeah, but I used to open them up and play with them. Right. It's only looking back, I'm going, oh, why don't I keep them? Because my cousin used to have them, and he used to keep them up in the, you know, on a shelf and varnish them and clean them, and you know, the boxes would be immaculate. I can only imagine how much they are now, but I never did. I always took them out of the box.
There's a couple of things I kept that I never opened. Like, you know, sometimes there'll be things you think that's going to be worth money in a couple of years, but it's never it. It never is. If you look it up, it's if you know what you're looking for. So there's a guy called Gary Vaynerchuk. Have you ever seen him?
Yes, I do. He was in Dublin with a couple of years.
Was he? He's an incredible
ago,
guy. So business guy, real sort of future reader. He's able to tell where business is going. He's brilliant. Like if you check him out, he's on all social media. He's an incredible guy, and he does this thing on YouTube where he goes to flea markets, like kind of so yard sales that they have in the States. And when they do that, and say there's an area, like a whole area, a whole suburb will do a yard sale on the same day. So everyone just walks around or drives around and goes to each all these different yard sales and buys stuff. He goes in, he knows exactly what he's looking for, and he knows like there's certain Disney toys, like fluffy ones. But if once they have the Disney label on them, he's going, look at this, and he does the haggle. And it's going for like $2, and he goes, I'll give you $1.50, and he haggles them down. Then he gets back in his car with his team, and he's on eBay, and he's cross-referencing. This one's 35 bucks. And he says if he had the time, he could make about $1,000 a weekend doing this, going to yard sales. The thing about it is you have to know exactly what you're looking for. And once you know the stuff that's valuable on YouTube, you can make a packet if you know what you're doing.
And there's plenty of people doing it.
Yeah.
My friend once a month goes to Rathmines, Ranelagh, Killiney. Where else does he go? There's somewhere else he goes as well. But he goes to the charity stores.
Yeah.
Because he says there's always unreal stuff because in those areas people donate them.
Yes.
So he tries to go, like some mornings, like he'd text me, like his work doesn't start till 12 o'clock and he texts me some mornings at 8 a.m. I'm away to Rathmines this morning. I'm like, what are you up to? Oh, you're going to the charity shop.
And what kind of stuff does he go for, does he tell you?
He goes for candle, you know, the candelabra.
He knows
things.
What works. Apparently mugs do really well.
Yeah, and clothes as well. Yeah. Because, you know, some people donate loads of fashionable clothes and he knows the top ones. I didn't know this. Apparently there's a massive group of people who go around certain charity shops because they know that certain people put stuff into the charity shops.
Yeah, yeah.
It's such a mad world. Like, I'm so interested. Sometimes I give him a lift in the F104 car and he's like, we're going here because there's loads of room in that boot.
Go with them and learn. Find out what's... Because, yeah, if you go to kind of, you know, more affluent areas of Dublin... Those kids, when they're throwing their toys out, they're Disney toys.
There
and they're worth money.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. So,
well, hopefully there's a big man who has clothes for me or anything like that. I'll be knocking on the door. Hello.
So, looking at cigarettes. So, you don't smoke crossy, do you?
No, I don't.
People who are having the trouble with it and want to give it up this year, there's a list today of... various celebrities have given it up, and there are various different ways they've done it. My dad, he gave it up. He smoked till he was about, I think, 40, and he was begged by my sister to quit smoking. So he went to a hypnotist, and it worked.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So he said that there was always he wanted the sensation. If he was in a pub or having a drink, he'd want the sensation of holding something in his fingers, like he'd have to use a pencil or something, like where you'd normally have the cigarette. But didn't ever want to have one again.
That is mad.
Yeah.
It's like that seventh son of the seventh son, isn't it? If you go to one of them, they can put magic on you.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
If you never heard of that, you're looking at me going, what the hell is that? Yeah. They buy the warts off you and all that sort of stuff.
They buy the warts off you?
Yeah, seventh son of the seventh son.
Wow.
Yeah. Mystical. De La Tara.
Barack Obama, he's on the patches. Michelle said in 2011 that he was off them a year. He was using the patches.
Okay.
Yeah, he liked to inhale smoke, but he gave it up. Jennifer Aniston, she had a body cleanse. She was a chain smoker.
She looks like a chain smoker. And I have a story for you as well. There's a girl who works in a movie company in Dublin.
Yeah.
And she was over in London. And she was in like a really mini role. All of a sudden, knock comes to the door. She goes, "You're Irish, Jennifer Aniston." She's like, "Yeah, you smoke, don't you?" And she's like, "Yeah." So she was ended up in a room smoking at the window of some big hotel, only because she heard she was Irish and she was like, "You smoke."
Wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, she had a body cleanse anyway. She was a chain smoker for years, and then she decided to have a healthier lifestyle, and she got into yoga. That's what she went with. Robbie Williams chose coloring books. You have to be doing something. You have to replace it, you know. If you so, yeah, he got into coloring books. He was a smoker big time. Johnny Vegas used to dance to Madonna's Lucky Star for 10 seconds every time he fancied a cigarette, but he went back on them.
Torture.
Lady Gaga said that she had one of the worst weeks of her life. She'd gone cold turkey. She reckons she saw Jesus for an entire week. It was the week that she was dressed as in meat. So she'd gone cold turkey dressed in steak. Anyway, she had a pretty bad week and just decided to give it up. And Ewan McGregor, Ewan McGregor went to a hypnotist as well. So
it must be really hard to do it. You know, I can't stop drinking fizzy drinks. Yeah. So I can only imagine what it's like.
I think like all the experts on all these things, whether it's cigarettes or booze or food or whatever, they all say it's you have to want to.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to really want to. Like, so if you really like smoking, you're going to find an excuse.
Yeah. Can I tell you this mad thing? Right, yeah. I saw earlier on. Now this is a COVID story, but it's funny, right?
Okay.
There is a chipper in Selbridge that is selling antigen tests. So when you go on to their, you know, the likes of Just Eat or whatever, and you're buying your quarter pounder and cheese or your chicken burger or your snack box,
yeah,
you can also buy antigen tests of this fella in Selbridge. He bought loads. So the story was doing the rounds yesterday, and I'm like, ah, come on, that has to be a mess. He bought loads for his staff for Christmas just to make sure they're all okay. And he's so many of them, he was like, let's put them on the menu and sell them.
How much are they going for?
I don't know how much they're going for, but a chipper in Selbridge,
a battered cod and an antigen test. I didn't know. Only 2 days ago, I found out that you can get antigen tests that are oral.
What do you mean? Oh, in your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, I way before them.
Have you seen them?
No.
I didn't know about them. So all you have to do is, you don't even have to do it down the back of your throat or anything. You just wipe the inside of your mouth 30 minutes after you wake up, before you eat, and then that's your antigen test.
Yeah, that's a yes for me. I just, the other ones are driving me
nothing
mad.
Nothing up your nose, nothing down the back of your throat. I'm like, where do you get them? If anyone knows, let me know.
There, yeah. It's probably McCarrie's and Selbridge. Yeah.
You'll be wiping up, you'll be testing positive for grease.
I always said the chippers were great.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. Las Vegas police were called to a strip resort in the early hours of Tuesday morning and said that Jason Derulo committed battery against two individuals. Jason Derulo got into a fight with two people at the Las Vegas club after one of them referred to him as fellow musician Usher. You've seen this?
I've seen it. It's quite rough. Jason Derulo is a strong man.
Yeah, well, he's ripped, all right, isn't he? He's tall. I've never met him, but he looks like he's a big guy.
Yeah, and I would presume, right, we're all hearing that just a guy shouted Usher. I would say they were paparazzi and they were looking to rile him. And they did it. And they succeeded.
Unless he really dislikes Usher. I don't understand why that's such a trigger word for him. I know, yeah, you don't be called some other musician. I don't know, is there some kind of racist thing going on there?
I was just thinking that. Probably it was a racist thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what it sounded like.
Don't touch my boy.
Wow.
You should look, it's more visual than anything else.
Yeah.
But if you ever go on TikTok, you see Justin Bieber, he gets destroyed. The amount of people that shout Selena Gomez at Hailey Bieber is so wrong.
Oh wow.
So wrong.
Okay, so
trying
might be
to
one
get
of
him to go, and then all of a sudden they got a photograph that Justin's gone crazy.
Okay, yeah. No, I've seen people being called the wrong name and it's somebody they don't like. And yeah.
It's a big thing. There used to be a fella who used to work in here. He used to call me a different name, and I used to be like, "Oh, go away!" And it is. It's that thing. It riles you when someone calls you a different name.
This is trying to wind you up, okay?
Yeah.
But there was a few swear words in there as well. It wasn't just
a few boxes as well.
It's back tonight, or tomorrow night, I should say. The Apprentice 2022. 16 candidates. I've been looking for the spiciest ones for you. I'm going to be the corporate panther in the boardroom. I'm going to get it done. I'm going to be the Lord Sugar's perfect partner. This is Conor Gilsonan. He's Irish. He's from London. He's a sales executive and professional rugby player. I think he's originally Irish. He lives in London now. He'll be in there.
Would I be right in saying that usually the people that are mouths at the start usually never go far?
They make them. I think they make them do those mouthy things before they even get them to sit down. My dreams in my head are absolutely huge and I believe I can achieve them. That's Catherine. There's two types of people in this world. There's people that say they're going to do things and people who actually do them. I'm a doer, said Francesca. And nothing intimidates me because I just feel like I'm a strong character, strong person, strong mindset. This is Navid. He's 27. He looks much younger than 27. I believe he might be a millionaire.
Oh, that's interesting that there's a millionaire going into
it. He's a Nicki Minaj super fan.
Oh, right.
So, yeah. I mean, like, they always get them to try and be a bit kind of cranky and nasty at the beginning, but they're usually not as bad as they start out as.
Yeah. Tomorrow night. It's just something to watch. Last night I was going, I'm sick of streaming. I'm sick of, you know, I want to watch something that everybody's watching,
yes,
that we can all talk about it and give out about it or do whatever it is on Twitter or on Instagram.
Well, I must put the goo on you for London. I know you love London. London always looks amazing in it.
Looks incredible. And all the big wide shots as well. Yeah, yeah. It really does.
I'm in. All right, it's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Loads more dishes that are coming up after 8 o'clock. And we'll have Instagram. We've got 10 questions, €1,000. The qualifying question is going up right now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And 2022 could be the year that you get involved with our pranks, okay? Lots of our wind-ups. One of these days we'll be able to do ones in the street again and into shops and do stuff like that. But until then, we can do pranks on people that you know, people that you love, people that you work with, your family members. You know what we're talking about. If you want to be involved in one, get in touch with us. You might not have an idea. We can have a chat with you. You tell us about the person you want to prank, and we'll work something out. We can work, where do they work? What do they do? What have they done recently? We can work that stuff out. Maybe you have an idea yourself, and we can start with that and go places. If you want to get involved, you can WhatsApp us now. Just make sure the word prank is in there. We can find that as a keyword. So just say, I want to prank my friend. Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us who you are. And you can send that into WhatsApp 087-6797-104. It's 087-6797-104. Get that into us. You could be involved in this year's batch of pranks on the Strawberry Alarm Clock. But until then, let's go to a man called Dave. Dave is a chef, as far as I remember. And he has some bins out the back. Not those normal bins, big bins, chef bins. Those bins need to be in and out, you know, no problem, no messing. We got some information that there was a mix-up with the bins and he was furious. So we rang pretending we were from the bins. And he was even more furious.
Hello?
Hello, I speak to Dave.
Speaking.
Dave, my name is Miko from...
Yeah.
What happened with the beans?
What happened with the beans?
Yeah.
I'm not with you now. What are you talking about?
You shouting at one of my guys.
Hold on a sec shouting at one of your guys.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
A guy arrives at my back door, right?
Yeah.
And tells me that I need an extra bin, yeah? Why is it that the last 10 years we've been there, we don't need an extra bin? Like, what's your problem, Mike? What's your problem?
My guy may say that you're very aggressive. You're shouting and you're throwing.
Excuse me, he was the one who arrived at the back door and started off. Why does a guy that comes at 12 o'clock, meant to be there, that's meant to be there at 6:30 in the morning, like the rest of the guys are, that we never have a problem with, and comes in then and tells me we need an extra bin because he's late for the collection?
Yeah, you were late putting the bins. Could you keep the rubbish inside?
You're missing the point here. Let's get the point right first before.
Okay.
Now, the bins have not been collected at 6:30. They're obviously still full. So what happened?
You're late.
The bins are put beside.
You're late putting bin out.
No, the bins are out. There's excess to the bins 24 hours a day there. Are you following what I'm talking to you about?
What colour was the bin?
What colour was the bin? The red and green bins.
Not brown.
Not brown, no.
Now, did you have problem with the brown one a different day?
No, we have two brown bins there. We would ask that we would drop two brown bins. We never have a problem with our brown bins.
So
never
you,
a problem.
You want to cancel one of the brown bins and only have one brown bin? You don't want to have two brown bins?
No, leave it there. The days were busy and whatever. No, there's no problem with that. Oh. No problem with this.
So it's okay to have. It's okay to have two brown bins, but not too okay to have two black bins. Is that what you're saying? Huh? Is that what you're saying?
Right, let's start again.
You say it's no good to have two brown bin, but it's okay to have a two black bin. No good for the two brown bin takeaway. Okay to take away the brown bin and the black bin? No?
Yeah, take the orange bin and shove it up your...
What orange bin? We don't do orange...
Yeah, take the orange bin and shove that up your f***ing Swiss.
He hung up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Whoa. Oh, okay, I'm ringing back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to ring him back. He's very upset. Yeah, the brown bin.
He's ringing me. I'm not going to answer. He's ringing. Oh, Jesus, that's gas.
He really went for it, didn't he?
Here we go. You want to answer now?
Dave.
He keeps hanging up, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I'll say he's ringing us going mad.
Yes.
Dave, it's okay. Is it your good friend, Will Maguire?
That's
okay.
Who was that? Is that f***ing Richie, was it?
It's Willie.
It's you doing that?
It's Willie.
You're on the FM 104, Dave.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Yeah. You know, what do you mean I'm on FM 104?
You were set up by Will.
I'm about to be coursing on that with you. Let the bed off, you on the bleeding radio, you clown. Don't fucking put that on the radio, you fucking gobshite.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Dave, do you want the two brown bin or just the one,
yeah,
the brown bin?
No, just the yellow bin is showing up now.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Wake up.
You curly heads are free.
FM 104.
Later that day, I rang Dave and he'd calmed down and he thought it was funny and he gave us permission to play it. It's time for this.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
Work with misquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at misquote.ie.
So Jade is working from home. How are you, Jade?
I'm good, thank you.
Whereabouts in the house do you work from home, if you don't mind me being so nosy?
No, not at all. My kitchen. So
kitchen, right.
My family are not overly happy with me for that. I take over the kitchen every day.
From what time? From 9 till 5?
9 to 5, yeah.
And what kind of chair are you sitting on?
It's literally just a kitchen chair, but it's a nice like soft back, so
okay.
I'm happy there.
Yeah, some of those kitchen chairs, if you're on them all the time, they wreck you.
Yeah. But no, it's actually a nice one.
Yeah. Okay. Our Terry here has a standy-up table. So you press a button at the side and it goes... And you stand up at the whole day. It's much better for you, apparently.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, hang on a second. All my questions have disappeared before my very eyes. There they are. Right. Okay, so we're going to ask you 10 questions. Have you ever got a 10 before, Jade?
I've got a 9.
Oh, very good. When was that?
Oh, it was a while ago now.
Okay, so there's a possibility here.
Hopefully.
Okay, well, look, we wish you the best of luck. Are you ready for your 10 questions?
Yeah.
Here they come. Best of luck, Jade.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie.
Just wanted to make sure everyone knew who the sponsor was.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
In Little Red Riding Hood, who did the wolf dress up as?
The granny.
What's half of 360?
180.
What's the closest mainland European country to Ireland?
England.
Is Merlot wine red or white?
Red.
True or false, Ed Sheeran's favourite rapper is Jay-Z?
True.
How many letters are there in the word strawberry?
10.
What colour jersey is worn by the winners of each stage of the Tour de France?
Blue, white and red.
In what country are Perth and Adelaide?
Sorry, say that again.
In what country are Perth and Adelaide in?
Australia.
Botany is the scientific study of what?
Oh, pass.
And what is the first name of the Spurs manager? Is it Antonio or Gennaro?
Antonio.
I like the way you say Gennaro.
pronounce it right, yeah?
Gennaro, yeah. Is it Gennaro? Come in, Gennaro. Your dinner's ready. Gennaro. Gennaro. If you've been watching a lot of Gemara, which is my favourite TV show, there's a guy in it called Gennaro. But you're right, Antonio Conte. And he's my favourite manager because he says Tottenham. I love that. It goes way back. Any Spurs fan will know what I'm talking about. Tottenham is class. All right, so that was right. Let's see how you did. Little Red Riding Hood. Yeah, the wolf dressed up as the granny.
Right.
Little Red Riding Hood should have gone to Specsavers. Did you ever hear the full version of Little Red Riding Hood? It gets very dark.
Really?
It needs to be a horror. Like, it's so, yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, it gets very dark. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Half of 360 is 180.
Mm-hmm.
The closest mainland country to European mainland country to Ireland is France. So we're not on the islands, yeah. Merlot is red. You got that right. Ed Sheeran's favourite rapper is actually Eminem.
Oh, okay.
Huge influence on him, apparently.
Did you know that the both of them bond over cassette tapes? They both have a collection of cassette tapes and they trade each other off every once in a while.
Well, they reckon cassette tapes are coming back. Vinyl, they can't make vinyl fast enough.
Yeah.
There's a vinyl shortage. The yellow jersey is the one that's worn in this Tour de France on the if you win a stage. Okay. Australia is right. Botany is the study of plants. So you got 6 today, Jade.
All right, okay. Not to worry.
So what's the story now? 9 o'clock, will that be straight onto a Zoom meeting or what are you going to be doing?
Just looking through the emails.
Through the emails, okay. Well, watch your posture. And thanks for playing.
Come back next week, we'll have another chat.
Yeah.
Thanks, Emil.
So this is Terry and his notions. I know, it's really good. It's really good. I've seen it. It looks
cool.
I must
try it out.
Yeah. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's 7 to 4. Not in our noggins on a Wednesday morning, the 5th of January. It doesn't feel like everything's back to normal yet. Whatever normal is, Jim. But the kids are back tomorrow. Kids in the car, that's where they are. You are officially back tomorrow. So if you want to get your messages in early, you can. Just let us know what's the best thing that happened while you were off. The best thing that happened to you. Was it a toy? Was it a thing? Was it a thing you did? Was it a day out? Was it what? Playing with your mates. What was the best thing that happened while you were off? You can get them into us early for tomorrow if you fancy being on Kids in the Car tomorrow. First one of 2022.
So I text Nobby back on the 1st of January and I says, it's a good day for you, sir. And he went, oh, there is a TV show that Nobby was mad for back in the day. And on the 1st of January, 2022, an account with the official, I can't say the title of it just yet, said ... coming soon.
So show that Nobby, when he was a kid, was it?
No, when not, I would say 10 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. Yeah, I would say 10 years ago. It was massive. Tuesday nights, RTE2, a couple of ladies, they loved an apple.
Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives of teased coming back for 2022.
Now, he didn't love that show.
I thought he was mad for it.
He loved it at the time, but it's before I guided him towards The Sopranos. And then he never looked back.
He went from Bree, Susan, Annette and Gabby to Sopranos.
I think he just watched it with the sound down.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, I don't think he was that into it.
Right, well, for everyone else, we're in.
I think it's just because, you know, all the beautiful women in it.
Yeah, and they had plenty.
Yeah.
I only watched it because I was a massive fan of Superman back in the day. Remember Clark Kent and Lois Lane?
Yeah.
What was his name? Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher. I adored Terry Hatcher. I used to write her letters when I was like 7 or 8.
What?
That's how much of a fan I was.
What did you say to her?
That I loved her and I wanted to marry her.
Did you ever tell her that she is rhyming slang for the dole in Ireland?
Never.
You know what? Gonna go and get me Terry Hatcher, yeah?
Yeah, so I watched it because of her.
Yeah.
And I just, it was brilliant. Back in the day, it was good, about 10 years ago. I don't know if it would.
So is this a reboot or the same people coming back?
The same people. So they haven't officially confirmed it. They've just teased it. So they said, desperately waiting for 2022 and a picture of all the girls looking like the way they would look when Desperate Housewives was on.
They're sitting around going, we need some of that Sex and the City money.
I think so, because they're not really doing anything. Lynette Scavo, you one who played her, she got in trouble with the law. Remember, she was in college and she was buying off a few votes for the daughter.
Yes.
Yeah. Gabby's not really done anything. She's on one of those hair ads.
Okay.
Have you noticed her?
I don't even remember. What was the dark haired girl?
That's Gabby, wasn't it?
What's her name in real? What's her real?
Eva Longoria.
Eva Longoria. She's the only one I know of.
Yeah, a lot of people remember Tom Scavo. I think every girl in their 20s right now would go, yeah, bit of a cougar, Tom Scavo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Brie, Marcia Cross. See, I watched it because I watched it with my mom and we used to watch it together. And I just remember, if anyone can remember, the sponsor for it. That's how you know marketing works. It was L.
Well, see, there you go. I remember the sponsor on when The Sopranos was on RTE2. I remember it was for a beer company.
Yeah, this one was for a wine company.
Yeah.
This is where the problem started back in the day.
All right.
If you're a fan of Desperate Housewives.
So there's
rumors.
No time on that. It's just coming soon.
Coming soon, yeah.
Wow. This is like when Westlife were watching Take That reunite and thought, we need to do the same thing.
Oh, maybe they should just stay where they are, yeah?
I know. You're getting all your favourites back. It's great.
Yeah. All right. P.S. I love you. Number two, please let it happen.
Right, still to come, we'll tell you about the Irish contestant in The Apprentice, which starts back on TV tomorrow night in Dish the Dirt. That's coming up next.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, celebrating 50 years in the business. epmooney.ie.
So Lizzo was back on Instagram yesterday. She was celebrating her body and that she's gained weight with a bathroom dance party. Now, Lizzo's no stranger to a bathroom dance party or a swimming pool dance party or anywhere. Like, she's always giving it socks. Here is the dance.
Let's go live, make a video, and I'm a ride like a rodeo.
That's what she was dancing like to. So she was celebrating her body and that she's gained weight with a sultry video from a solo dance party in her bathroom set to Rodeo by City Girls. She said, I gained weight.
She's so comfortable in herself, isn't she? Like, she's really, you know, brings off that, you know, you don't have to look a certain way to be a pop star.
Well, exactly, yeah. She eats very well. Have you ever seen what she eats?
A lot of vegan food.
She's gone vegan. So what she does is, everywhere she tours, she finds the local, usually African-American run vegan place, or usually the best place, but like, she really supports African-American businesses. And she puts it on her Insta and she like give them a shout. And when she's cruising over with her phone over the food. It looks phenomenal. Looks better than anything I've ever seen here.
Yeah, it's taken off here. I'm trying it twice a week now. It's tough.
Are you vegan, are you?
Yeah, I'm twice a week. Now, I'm just eating, not eating meat twice a week.
Wow.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Well, every week into January. It's tough.
It's not as tough as it used to be. Like, there's some amazing things.
Yeah, there's some incredible takeaways out there that do stuff now.
The Apprentice, meet the candidates with Matt Edmondson. Yesterday, we got a first look at the Apprentice candidates for this year's season. Ex-Irish rugby under-20s player Conor Gilsonen appeared in the fake interview with the host, Matt Edmondson, having a bit of crack.
Hello, Matt Edmondson here, back again for the Apprentice Meet the Candidates. It's the first time I've worn a suit in 2 years and it is feeling very tight. But I'm delighted to be back helping Lord Sugar track down the greatest business brains in Britain. As ever, I've been given the audition tapes to present to you my own alternative interviews. This is Meet the Candidates.
Right, you keep asking me the same questions. I can just see myself in that BBC edit of like continually repeat myself.
Send back up. They've become self-aware.
Everybody knows if you're going to go on that thing, they get you against the wall across you, right? And they'll go, why should you win the show? And you go, oh, because I'm a really good business person. And then they ask you again and again and again and again. They get you tired. And then eventually, because I'm the best. God damn it. I'm the best salesman in the world. And that's the bit they use. And it's like, that guy's mad.
So he played in 2014 for Connacht.
Yes.
And then moved over to the London Irish in 2015.
Yeah. He looked familiar. All right. He's glasses now.
Ned Flanders glasses. Or your man from Bryan Cranston from
Breaking Bad. Yeah, Walter White. That must be coming back into fashion. Olivia Rodrigo and Joshua Bassett no longer follow each other on social media. Sad face, picture of a clown. Olivia says there's a misconception that she sits around writing sad ballads about her ex. Yeah.
This is the thing, all right? Yeah. Remember she wrote Driver's License?
Yeah.
And everyone thought it was your man here.
Yeah.
And your man here wasn't on that drive. He was on another bus.
Oh, was he?
So she shamed him and everyone was going, giving him loads of grief. And then it turns out, hey, we never dated. I don't even fancy girls.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh.
Ever since Driver's License came out, I feel like people were very like, oh, she's like a little sad ballad girl. And I love writing sad ballads. That's like my fave thing ever. But I think that's a misconception because I think I write a lot of different types of songs and I have a lot to say that is not about boys.
Yeah.
Remember yesterday I was telling you that Miley Cyrus and Pete Davidson did the New Year's Eve party and they were singing together.
Yeah.
They're on Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel there before Christmas. Well, Kim Kardashian has unfollowed Miley Cyrus. So I wonder, is she a bit of a jealous bum when it comes to Miley Cyrus hanging around with Pete Davidson?
I wonder, is this somebody's job, like in TMZ or somewhere, to constantly check people's followers? Just go on there and see if Kim has unfollowed anyone, will you?
Yeah.
It's January, slow.
And Miley Cyrus is the person. Can you imagine a scrap between those two?
No. That sounds good.
Pete Davidson, dude, they're just, everyone seems to love him. All the girls, I don't know what it is, girls.
Saturday Night Live, he's huge. Yeah. He's done very well for himself. He's a very funny guy.
He is very funny. I'll give him that.
Right, that is your dish for now. A man has snapped a naked alien with bulbous head after an area believed to be a UFO hotspot. Hunter Donald Bromley captured an eerie image of what he thinks was a bulbous-headed naked alien in Montana. Montana gets a lot of action when it comes to this kind of stuff.
What would you do?
What if I saw a man with a bulbous head walking through a field? Yeah. I'd probably leave him alone. Somebody suggested that it was somebody having a bag of cans because the pubs are closed, but they're not called a bag of cans anymore. It's a briefcase of cans.
Oh, very posh, man.
Because it's gone up in price. So it's a briefcase. He claims that you have evidence of alien life. All evidence of alien life seems to be very grainy. This is no different. It's his hunting camera recorded a naked, bulbous-headed figure running through a UFO hotspot. Now, it could be just somebody who likes running through the field in the nip, wearing something on their head, maybe a bike helmet.
Over Christmas, it was revealed that 8 sightings have been saw up in Northern Ireland. It was 4 3 years ago, and it has doubled to 8.
Whereabouts in Northern Ireland?
All over Northern Ireland, scattered the whole place, from lights, from people seeing things, and from things on crops. 8. Oh. 8 in Northern Ireland.
Wow. Ulster says UFO.
The UFOs.
Also, a woman has described, right, now this is if you're on a budget and you're trying to save a few quid, this woman, she has revealed some of her secrets about how she saves money. Now, there's a good few people who do this. There's people who do this. Look, there's YouTube channels where people show you how to live on like a euro or a dollar a day. Just like tips and tricks on like how to shop for like 7 euro and like feed two people for 7 euro a week. And you think it's impossible, but then when you see how they do it, it's incredible. So she said that she lives in the UK now. She got a chicken for 89p, full chicken, before. She got a thing of milk for like 15p. And she says she never goes... Okay, she says that her secret is different supermarkets have different times of the day where they reduce stuff big time.
Do you ever go to Tesco at 8 o'clock when they release that little yellow part? It's brilliant.
Yes, so she's made Tesco's yellow thing is one of her big ones. But there's a certain time... And I think I've been in the store a few times when the yellow price hunters are kind of gathering and they're waiting, because I think it happens. It's like a secret for bargain hunters who are, you know, on a budget and they're trying to save a few quid. And fair play, like it's unbelievable. So her story is that all the different supermarkets have different times of day where they do this, and if you're in the know, if you work out when this stuff happens, you can save yourself a bag load.
That's brilliant. Yeah, we did it for a while. A couple of years ago, actually. We used to go up, I think it was 8 o'clock in Tesco Dundrum.
Yeah.
And we'd wait around. Like, you'd see your man coming out with the trolley. Yeah. And then you'd see him going through the aisles, checking the food, putting the yellow sticker on it. And we'd follow him. And we started noticing the same people following him as well.
That's it, yeah.
It was like a movie, you know, when you're looking at each other going, don't go near that, that's mine.
Well, it depends on the time of day and the date on the thing. So... They might mark it down considerably if you have to eat it that day.
Oh yeah, actually.
But she's gone kind of viral today because so many people want to know. Hey, well, yeah, let me know the info.
There is a girl that Jim told me about years ago, Jack Munro.
Oh yes, she's fantastic.
She's brilliant. I follow her on Twitter, and she has made millions from teaching people how to do this.
She's brilliant. You should follow her. Like she was unemployed. She's a single mother, and her and her son. She had nothing. Basically, she'd go through the couch and try and find some coppers. And she went to a supermarket with like 26p or something and thought, I have to feed me and my son tonight. And that's where her story kind of began. And she worked out how to make really, really good food. And it was like healthy and with not necessarily with just 26p, but like she was able to do it on a massively tight budget. She had no cash. She's a great spokeswoman now for all the kind of the food banks and stuff like that now. And she shows you, she has books out how to cook this stuff really, really cheap. Like, we're talking super, super cheap, like super affordable. But these recipes, like, you know, from a tin of beans and a tin of tuna, she can make something unbelievable.
And even healthy stuff as well. Jack Munro's her name. She's really good.
Give her a follow. She's cool.
I forgot to mention this earlier on. I just got a text message to mention it. If you want to win 1,000 euro, go on to our Instagram page, Dublin's FM104. You'll see a little post. Win 1,000 euro. All you've got to do is like our page and tag somebody. And yeah, what would you do with 1,000 euro? It's as simple as that.
Go for it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here. I tagged myself 4 times.
I don't think it works for you, Crossy. Yeah,
I was like, I will share it equally through 4 of us.
Yeah, check the terms and conditions. You can't win prizes here.
We posted it 21 hours ago. So yeah, follow the page, tag your mates to get through and share it as well.
Worth a go.
1,000 euro. Imagine that.
Oh, it'd be nice. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. Ever since I found out how to actually pronounce Gal Gadot, her name, correctly, I love saying it.
Yeah, we thought it was Gal Gadot for ages.
Everyone called her Gal Gadot. It's Gal Gadot.
It's more, you know, Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot. I just like the way it's saying it. Gal Gadot. So if I ever do interview her, she'll be very impressed with my pronunciation. Because I've checked out about 5 different YouTube videos. Gal Gadot. By the way, if you ever want to know how to pronounce anything, YouTube is your friend. How to pronounce blank, and off you go. Gal Gadot admits that her cringe Imagine video wasn't a good idea.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Woeful.
Oh, it was just... wasn't reading the room.
I think at that stage they thought it was going to be a couple of weeks and, you know, instead of claps we're going to sing Imagine. Oh, it was awful.
It was like they decided to get like a charity song or something and about washing hands. I don't know what it was about. Anyway, she says that it is a bit cringy now.
And it goes like this.
Here's a reminder.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
No hell below us.
Oh, I can't actually.
Above us all.
Oh, no, she's.
It wouldn't surprise me if he was in it. Anyway, Ed Sheeran had the biggest song of 2021 in the UK with Bad Habits.
Wow.
I'd say Dermot Kennedy was over here.
It's got to be. Which
I'd
one?
I'd say so. I'd say... Oh,
Better Days Are Coming.
What do you think? Better Days? Better Days. Do you think it'd be Better Days?
Better Days. It has to be, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so. Lives a normal life. I know somebody who knows somebody who knows him. And every Christmas, there's always photographs up. And it's just... He's just, you know, hanging.
Yeah, no, I'd say I can imagine that. Everything You Need to Know About The Tourist with Jamie Dornan. It's back on the small screen and gave him his breakthrough. Back then, he was as compelling as the still, quiet, psychopathic killer in Paul Spector in The Fall. He was scary in that. Now, he's equally compelling in a more action-packed role as a character known only as The Man.
The Man!
In the new BBC One thriller, The Tourist. Jamie, they're all appearing in this episode, aren't they?
Oh, The Man!
Jamie sets the plot up for us about The Tourist.
The premise of the script is this sort of guy who's lost his memory and is trying to piece everything together. So we find the man driving through the dusty outback of South Australia.
The Man!
Culminates in having this terrible accident. Wakes up in hospital, doesn't remember anything, doesn't know who he is. And then this mad, epic journey starts of him trying to piece together what's happened. You know, I keep telling myself to just try and remember, you know, what it's like trying to make yourself fly.
Wow, that sounds good. It's going to be on BBC. It's called The Tourist.
He looks brilliant. This is going to sicken you, right? Well, it was sicken Disney as well. Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson, was pirated 20 million times last year. Ooh. 20 million times it's people illegally downloaded it.
Yeah.
At a loss of 600 million euro. Isn't that that's when you think one. Of that?
That's tough, you know.
Oh,
that's what I mean about movies that come out in one part of the world 2 months before another part of the world. People will be downloading the torrent of it, you know.
Back in the 90s, when you used to watch those dodgy ones, you'd see someone walking to go to the toilet.
Yeah,
sure.
See the heads going through. That is Dish for today. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.